Welcome back to the Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket. If you want to give us a call and join us in on our talk about Michigan football, their winners yesterday, 35-14 over Rutgers. Minnesota's up next Saturday night, 7:30. NFL, right now, you have an update on that game, Josh Rice?
15-13, Minnesota just missed a field goal.
They're taking on the Browns.
They're still ahead 15-13.
Right, even though, and the Browns still have another half to lose the game.
Yep.
They're playing in London. I forget what games are going to be heard on Westwood One. I know that Ron doesn't know. I checked that out earlier.
Yeah, no idea.
No idea. So let's ask you, Josh Rice. You're new to the Playground.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing nowadays? What are you up to nowadays?
I don't want to talk about where I'm living, so I'm going to skip that part.
Ohio. Okay, yeah. Keep going.
it's mildly torturous, but... Yeah, I'm working down there. A couple of my buddies and I are doing a podcast, so Josh invited me on the show today to drop a shameless plug for the podcast.
Yeah, let's hear that plug.
It's College Football with Moose, Goose, and the Pie. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud. You can follow us on Twitter at Moose, Goose, Pie, FB. if you want the backstory, it's just real quick. The nicknames, so my buddy Moose, his name's Topher. He's a giant, so it just was a nickname that stuck with him over the years. Goose, we're still not really sure where that one originated from. I think it was the Top Gun reference at some point.
Okay.
Amongst the bars in Brighton. I don't know. It's fuzzy. The pie came from, we used to go to a local establishment every Sunday and watch pro football games all day and have a couple adult beverages. And they always knew that I was done for the day when I ordered a chicken pot pie from this place. And that was the bat signal that Rice is out. And my buddy said, you're going to turn into a chicken pot pie. And he shortened it to pot pie. And then everyone just kind of calls me pie now.
Right, because so. Josh Rice would be too hard just to call you Rice.
Yeah.
Well, Moose, Goose, and Rice.
You got to get unique with it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Moose, Goose, and Penguin would have made more sense because I waddle, because I walk funny. And so that's my animal nickname. But for some reason, we went with Moose, Goose, and Pie.
What other nicknames have you had in your life?
Oh, boy, I mean, my last name's Rice, so, I mean, any amount of those, Rice Cakes, Rice-A-Roni, maybe the most unique, shout-out to an old friend, Steve Jarvis, was Rice-Mobile. That was probably the most unique one from the Rice category. You know, Uncle Ben, Jerry for a little while, because I was, you know, a playground football stud, catch the rocks, so they called me Jerry for a little while. Like I said, Penguin, because I waddle. Humguin, because it's a mix of human and penguin. Friends are pretty creative over the years. They've deemed me so many that I've probably lost count at this rate.
All right, well, I'm going to hold up a piece of paper. I want you to pronounce this word for me.
Canton?
It's Canton. Canton. For $200. I remember in college, there was the teacher said you have to pronounce words the right way. And if you've listened to me, you know that I've I passed that class, but somehow I don't know how to speak most of the time.
What is speak?
Adversary. and yes, there was a great word. You were battling the teacher how to say Canton. And you're like, I'm from there. It's Canton. And back and forth. One of those great times.
Was that a Dina shout out there?
That was a Dina Blair.
Nice.
Classroom. Just remember you doing that. So tell everyone again where they can listen and where they can find Moose, Goose, and Pie.
Yep. On iTunes. And we're actually yet to receive a review. The running joke is we have 7 listeners, so it'd be great if out of this show I could get an 8th or a 9th.
Maybe.
I actually acquired an 8th at the football game yesterday. I was shamelessly plugging there while Brandon Peters was, you know, that aerial assault. We were anointing him king. So I was throwing that out there. So we're up to 8 listeners, I think, now, so it'd be cool to get 9 out of this.
And where do you what do you guys talk about? It's an hour-long podcast?
Yeah, and we cover most, like, we try not to fare too hard on the Michigan side of things. We're all Michigan fans, so, but we try and keep it somewhat objective and talk all college football. Do a fun little segment where we pick 6 games every week against the spread.
Yeah, what's that about? Because I saw you win a $100 Amazon gift card?
No, it's just a $10
gift card.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, my goodness.
No wonder.
We're not doing that well yet. Maybe once we get launched here, maybe after today, we can, you know, offer some bigger prizes. But, yeah, if one of the listeners beats us, they get a $10 Amazon gift card.
So what if everyone beats you? Is it just one gift card for everyone?
Yeah, because we select one person per week, and they email their picks in. But like I said, if we get launched and we start getting some water under us and get our feet going, then you never know. Maybe we'll have multiple prizes. We do have a season-long Heisman contest as well.
Like Miz can get in for the Heisman?
It's a little late for that now. It was a preseason thing.
Okay.
Who would be your Heisman pick right now, though, Miz?
Right now?
Yeah. After Saquon stumbled yesterday.
Right now, I think you have put JT at the top of the list.
Yeah.
I think Saquon's right behind. I still think Trace McSorley is still in that top, like a top four or five conversation. I don't think Baker Mayfield is in that conversation anymore.
What about if he does very well against Oklahoma State? Their games this Saturday.
If he comes out looking like Baker Mayfield against Ohio State, yeah, I think that he can get back in that conversation. But I think right now it's a kind of a three-horse race between JT, Saquon, and McSorley.
All right, Tony O, do you have Heisman hopeful right now?
I don't really. I mean, I actually think Trace McSorley has been outperforming Saquon Barkley recently, at least in the Michigan game and the Ohio State game that we've seen.
I agree with that.
McSorley has been more impressive. I don't know. I mean, I hate to say it, but I think JT Barrett actually might have a chance, especially if he has a good game later on in the season.
What game would that be, Tony?
I don't know.
Ron, what's your favorite kind of pie?
Pecan.
All right, so we got all those. Do you have a Heisman hopeful? I was just going to go ahead and ask you the pie question.
You know, I'm just going to say, it's amazing how, for that first half yesterday, you're going Saquon Barkley is your Heisman.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that game, you're going JT Barrett is my Heisman. And so I still think Barkley is the best college football player out there. He has got natural ability. He's nasty. That kickoff return to start the game.
Yeah, but there was bad coverage by Ohio.
Doesn't matter. The guy week in, week out makes plays, and I'm sorry. He is the best player right now.
Records, in the world.
Yeah, records don't indicate the best player sometimes. Barkley is the Heisman.
He's the best player in the world.
Josh, you answer your own question.
What's that?
The Heisman one?
Oh, I had Baker Mayfield preseason. As of right now, I don't know if I'm ready to adjust that yet. I don't think I'm hopping quite off the Baker Mayfield train. I think this week will determine it a lot.
This is coming from a guy who calls himself Pie as well.
Yeah.
I don't call myself Pie. It was given to
me.
He does in the mirror. So I've been followed by an account on Twitter. It's Josh Adams for Heisman. He's a running back for Notre Dame. Now, I've looked into him just a little bit because obviously I get updates because they follow me. I follow him at JZ Radio. So, Adams, so far through 8 games, 132 carries, 1,170 yards, 9 touchdowns. Pretty good, right?
I think that's pretty studded.
Barkley, 137 carries, 808, 9 touchdowns. So, he's obviously beating by 300-plus yards and doing it with 5 less carries. Is Josh Adams now on your list of Heisman hopefuls?
I think he can be a dark horse, but I think right now I think everyone is more focused on the Saquon Barkley, JT Barrett race right now. More
he
than
has seven runs over 60 yards plus.
I understand that.
I'm just telling you. I just read that off.
What about Bryce Love?
Yeah. What about Bryce Love? He's got a lot of rushing yards.
Yeah, I know that a lot. I'm not in love with the Love. I'm sorry.
Cody Love.
No, I think with Love, I think the big thing that kind of really put me off is that he's playing on a team that that is really underachieving in Stanford. On top of that, too, with him sitting out in that game up in Corvallis this past Thursday night, where Stanford almost got knocked off. I mean, maybe it does prove that he is that key player, but I just don't think that he is. That he's going to win the Heisman at the end of the year. He might sit down in New York or wherever the hell they give that trophy out at, but I don't think you see him on stage lifting the Heisman trophy up, though.
I mean, they had Peppers there last year.
They did.
So, obviously, we know there's some guys. Lewis had on Twitter went ahead and sent me a little message about the no turnovers for Peters and for Michigan yesterday. That's a bright spot, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, O'Korn threw a pick.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but other than that, yeah, it was a clean slate.
That's true. So, really, no turnovers. Well, maybe that's what he meant, no turnovers for Peters for us the way out.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what they're talking about.
I think that the Fighting Rich Rods, if they had won a couple more games, Khalil Tate would have to be on the radar. He's played in 6 games. He's 10 for 17. Oh, that's from just yesterday. He's played in 6 games, and he has just ridiculous numbers. Not necessarily in the passing game. He's got 46 for 67, 784 yards, 6 touchdowns passing. However, rushing in 6 games, he's got 69 rushes for 926 yards and 8 touchdowns. He basically found his Pat White, Denard Robinson 2.0.
He's the player that, with some stat, like he's like a 70-plus yard run in all of the past, like, 4 weeks or 5 weeks, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got a couple things come through on the Playground Twitter. That's WTK_Playground. Tim Rowley sent me a few things. Obviously, I did know I was wrong about making fun of McCray. He was all-conference last year. Putting him on Barkley was coaching malpractice. 250-pound linebacker versus runbacker. Running back was an impossible task. True. Busting on him for not being able to do so. Poor analyst. I told you. Yes, yes, I was wrong. After Rice said that, obviously Barkley against anyone, that's tough. Bush should have spied on Barkley and McCray on the quarterback. Player of the game, he said, was actually multiple. The O-line was having two 100-yard rushers. That's Tim Rowley, as he wrote into the WTK_Playground Twitter, which I check on, obviously, later in the show.
Yeah. Just drop you a follow.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't follow back people on this. I'm just kidding. Josh, on that side, your name is Ron. I call you RJ. Ron, your thoughts on the Heisman?
In terms of Barkley winning it?
Yeah.
You know, in numbers, yes, numbers are great, but I am very pro-quo for the eye test. I like to watch a player, how he dominates on the field, what he can do with natural ability. And again, the kid's just special. I understand JT Barrett and the talent that he has and the huge comeback win they had against the Penn State squad, which gives him, in my opinion, the edge on paper. But again, Penn State, as much as Sorley is an awesome asset, Barkley is the engine that makes that team run.
All right. All right. There you go. That's from Ron on that side of the glass. He's getting ready for NFL coverage, which will start in less than an hour.
Can't wait.
Right here on this station.
Can't wait.
Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.
Can I point something out as well, too, and I just realized this?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
That for the first time, I think it was the first time this year, that no sacks were allowed. No Michigan quarterback was sacked this yesterday.
Okay, O-line.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
I think that itself, especially after whoever sent you the tweet, that Tim Rowley said that, yeah, over 200 yards rush, two 100-yard rushers. They didn't allow a sack either. Studs. I see you, O-line.
Let's play Rutgers next week.
Let's do it again. Let's do it all over again.
We'll even go to their stadium.
We'll play a night up. We'll play a night out there, too.
TCF, what, Bank Stadium? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Eastern Michigan, what was it? I don't know.
Maybe. All right, let's go to another break. When we come back, a lot more. We'll talk more about what Rice is doing on, and yes, you can follow him. He just followed the Playground's Twitter, so you can find him on there if it's too hard to figure out how to spell his name. Just type in pie, that hashtag pie on Twitter. That you'll be able to find him right away.
I don't know if I'm trending that way.
All right, you're listening to Sports Talks 1050, WTK, The Ticket, and you're listening to the Playground.